Now we come to the central processing unit, or CPU, is called the brain of the computer as it controls all the functions of a computer. The CPU has three main components. The first one is the arithmetic logic unit, which does all the calculations such as addition, subtraction, and so on. It also performs comparisons such as greater than, lesser than, etc., and then sends the result to the memory unit. Next component is the control unit. It is the most important part of the CPU, and it controls the working of all the parts of a computer. It also helps in communication between the memory unit and the arithmetic logic unit. The third component of the CPU is the memory unit, which stores the data, information, and instructions that are used for processing. The working of a computer follows the IPO cycle. IPO stands for input, process, output. When you enter data into the computer and tell it what to do with the data is called input. Process is when the computer works on the data and produces a result. The computer then displays the result. The result is called output. So children, remember that a computer system works on data in a series of steps. It takes the data from an input device and sends it to the CPU for processing. Next, the CPU processes the data and sends the result to an output device. And then the output device gives the result. For example, we enter data through the keyboard. It then sends it to the CPU for processing. And then after processing, it sends the result to the monitor. And the monitor displays the result. Thank you, children.